Being a professional isn't about the money you make, the position you hold, your level of expertise, or fame. It's the motivation and the attitude you bring to your work. A desire for always learning and improving, and balancing your creative output with getting the business done. Welcome and join the Creating Pros. Hi, and welcome back to Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. This week, I want to talk about probably one of the most powerful phrases we can use, both with ourselves and when we're talking to and working with others. And it's one of those things that will often make us feel uncomfortable. It will often, for some of us, be one of the most difficult things we can do and say. And at the same time, it's one of those things that we all at some point will have to do. And that is to use the phrase, I don't know. Three little words, it's really simple. It can be really difficult to stand there and go and say, well, I'm not an expert in everything. I don't know the nth down to anything at all. Even for those of us who are expertise and have expertise in fields, even those of us who may have been doing things for a very long time, does not mean you're going to know everything about everything, even within your own expertise. So why do we get so uncomfortable then about being able to say, well, I don't know, I don't have an answer to you, or for that particular question, or for whatever the case may be? Well, it's because A, we generally don't like to be seen as not being competent or not being able to be helpful, or something that makes us look potentially weak. That being said, there's never an expectation we're going to know everything that's out there. I mean, realistically, the last time in human history where one human being could reasonably be expected, if they were extraordinarily well-learned and educated and knowledgeable and all the rest of this, the last time somebody probably could realistically in a lifetime have absorbed all of the collective knowledge of human history that was on paper has been a couple of thousand years ago. So again, why do we feel so concerned about going and saying, I don't know, even if it's about something that we do have knowledge, we do have expertise? Well, again, it's that notion that, well, if you don't know this, what else do you not know? The important thing is not to say, I don't know. I mean, because again, coming out and saying, yeah, that's something I don't know, but how we follow up, how we respond to the next part of that is what is important. You know, for some things, like my wife comes and says something to me about the long lines of something happening in pop culture, I may say, I don't know, and honestly, I don't care. For other things, it becomes, I don't know specifically, or I don't know about that specifically, but let me dig into it. Or let me look into that. Or sometimes, oh, that's really cool. I was on a panel this weekend at a convention and on a folklore and stuff, and it had a story come up I had never heard before. That was a lot of fun for me. It's like, I don't know anything about that one. I got to make some notes. I don't know is not a phrase of weakness or ignorance or anything along those lines. I don't know is the phrase that says, I have a lot to learn and I'm aware of that. But I'm also open and willing and able to recognize the fact that I don't know and I can't know everything. But what does become important is this. Again, it's how we respond to it after we say, I don't know, but, or I don't know, and that notion of, I don't know, or I can't answer your question specifically, it may be something about a very small detail that there's no reasonable expectation of knowing that, or it may just be, do you even know anything about the topic at all? And the willing to say, yeah, that's not me, I don't know anything about that, but I can dig into it, or I can learn about that, or it's something that maybe even so far out of your skill set, your interests, everything else, you're like, nope, that's not me. A willingness to recognize and acknowledge what your knowledge is, what your skill sets are, and where your interests are is extraordinarily powerful, both for yourself and for the people around you. And often, we get lost in this notion of feeling like we can't not know something when somebody asks. One of the things that is most frustrating for me at times becomes the, you know, you ask somebody, hey, I know you work in this area. Do you know anything about X? How you respond to that, that notion of, I don't know how that works. That's half the answer. If it is, yeah, I don't know how that works and I have no interest in learning, is that I don't know and I don't necessarily want to go acquire the skill sets to get me to the point where I can understand that. I was at a meeting last week and working with some folks on something, and we were talking about a particular topic and brought up, and we were talking about a piece of work that had to be done and trying to figure out who was best suited to do it. And one of the things that came up was that answer of, well, I don't know. Okay, great. What do we need to know? And as we started diving into it, somebody's like, well, just tell me this. Give me the answer to my question. Great. Here's the problem. When we don't recognize and acknowledge what is and is not in our experience, what is and is not in our knowledge base, our training, our education, whatever the case may be that's appropriate. So what happened was somebody said, well, I don't know. And I said, and so we, it was like, well, just tell me this one thing. And I started digging into it and I explained the language about the piece we were talking about. They were like, I have no idea what that is. Well, the problem was, the challenge was that I started the original explanation with explaining the things that they would need to know to lead up to the point of making an educated decision. And they were like, no, just tell me the one piece. So if you do that, you're always going to make that assumption that they have a certain level of understanding, a certain level of knowledge to be able to comprehend the answer you're going to give. And we often can get ourselves into trouble by getting a piece of the answer and thinking that we understand the entirety picture, the entirety of the picture, right? Whether that is problem at work, problem story, problem about how to do something. And it is those times when, and so talking about research last week, right? That notion of how we do research, how we approach gaining new knowledge, gaining new information. The most important thing when we start talking about someone with knowledge and expertise in a given subject, and when somebody starts looking at, diving to, and speaking about something, is understanding that level of what is your level of expertise if you're the person that's been asked, or if you're the person that's asking, and the person that's giving the answer. Right? Because the two parties need to understand what level both sides are on. For example, if you go to Wikipedia for an answer, you're going to get something at a 50,000 foot view that may or may not be accurate, that if you really want to know and understand, then you're diving deeper into citations. You're diving deeper into additional research. You can't just take that one piece of information and think that that is all there is, or even all that you need to know about that given subject. Sometimes it can be really hard to stay current in certain things. Technology, news, media, even a lot of things in pop culture and entertainment. It can be near impossible to stay current because things move so fast, change so fast. So many things are going on. So you have to decide where is that level of knowledge and expertise you're going to keep. So the question then becomes, what do any of us know? What is our level of knowledge? What is our level of expertise? What is our level of mastery of any given subject or anything along those lines? And here is the most important part of saying, I don't know. The most important part of saying, I don't know, is acknowledging where your limitations are or where the limitations are of the person you're communicating with and trying to understand the answers you get. But what's also most important is not knowing necessarily the answer itself, but knowing enough to ask the right question. Because if you know the right question to ask and you understand the language around the particular topic, because so many things have their own language, their own nomenclature, especially in technology, especially in creativity. If you're practicing certain very specific skills, every skill has its own specificities, its own language, its own knowledge. And by saying one thing, somebody who is not a part of that particular craft may interpret something to mean one thing when it really means something else within that particular art, that particular craft, or that particular business. So the important part about being able to say, I don't know, is then also recognizing, do you know enough to ask the right question, and how and where to get the answers you need, or that the person that's asking you needs? Because there's going to be times it's like, yeah, I have no idea. I would start here or there or places like this. I get into those conversations all the time. But again, this comes from a lifetime of doing a lot of weird, diverse things. That notion that somebody comes and says, what do you know about this given piece of folklore? What do you know about this given piece of technology or a process or an approach or just some general idea? It's not about, even with those things that you do know, it's about your ability to comprehend and communicate those things. Because one of the next biggest challenges we're going to run into is not the notion of being going and saying, I don't know. Because today we have all of human history and all of human information really at our fingertips. We can gain a tremendous amount of knowledge and information and understanding about almost any topic in the world just by hitting a few clicks on a keyboard or pulling up our phone and pulling up a browser and tapping a few questions out. The problem becomes if your I don't know means you're not and don't know how to start the right conversation or ask the right question. So the next time you get into a conversation, you're trying to learn something, you're trying to educate yourself, you're trying to fix a problem, whatever the case may be, sometimes before you go and you say, I don't know, or before you try to figure out what you don't know, try to figure out what you do know and what are the right questions to ask to get to the answers you need and to find the people that can communicate those answers to you in the ways that you can understand. So until next time, just remember, if somebody asks you something, never be afraid to say, I don't know. But that doesn't mean that you don't still have an ability to help if it makes sense. Because if you don't know something in particular, but you do have an idea on how to get to the answer, then you have the right questions to be able to give people, or you have the right ways to help serve them by being able to go digging for those answers yourself. So until next time, find something you don't know this week and go educate yourself on it. Until next time, this has been Creating Prose, and I'm Jim Nettles.